ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Ireland is prime for the introduction of micromobility, be it through the shared e-bikes or even scooters, hopefully down the line with the regulation coming through. And for me, like, a prime example is we have our warehouse, you know, in North Dublin. If I was to drive that, it would take 45 minutes to an hour. On an electric bike, it takes me less than 20 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Luke Delaney. On this week's Ireland to Protect report, we visited Patrick Golden from Tyr. In January 2020, they became the first micromobility company to be fully climate neutral. Sustainability and complementing the current transport system around Ireland is their primary focus. Padder told us about the company's Irish journey to date and their future plans.
The transport system in Dublin is very well documented that it certainly has its flaws. Was this tough to get up and going and really get it active?
Well, fortunately for me, Tyr is one of the largest micromobility businesses across the globe. I think we're in over 23 cities or countries now and over 300 cities. So we had great, I suppose, support from the central office in Germany, and we could take a lot of the learnings, experiences from, I suppose, the operations that they currently had and then bring that into Ireland. So with that, it made it much easier, especially with the state of the art, be it products that Tyr do operate in terms of the e-bikes, e-scooters and pedal bikes.
And with the scooters as well, there's something that were really massive probably over the last 5 or 6 years in a lot of European cities, your Paris, your Brussels. Is that something that we think that there's a real niche for in Ireland and you could see really taking off here?
Oh, absolutely. So where we're currently at the minute is, so the legislation has been passed for e-scooters to come to Ireland and be legal. We're currently going through the regulation phase, which should hopefully be issued in the coming month. And then that would enable scooters to be legal on the road under certain requirements. Look, you've probably seen, if anyone's out around the city, you'll have seen people using scooters. So I really think there's a great opportunity there for them to further improve and support the existing transport infrastructure.
And some of these new requirements that you were saying that they've brought in, obviously there's a 20-kilometre speed limit on it. I know that the scooters can go a lot quicker on that. Is there going to be a way to maybe police that and make sure that people aren't going above that? And also with the age requirement as well, I think it's 16 years of age you have to be to ride them. Is that going to be difficult for you to enforce?
So from a shared mobility scheme perspective, I think maybe what people aren't aware of is that every vehicle is GPS tracked and is consistently communicating with our central systems. And what that means is we can actually also control the given speed in a certain area. So for instance, if you had a pedestrian zone similar to here, we could put that as a no-go zone, and then people on the scooters, that would actually slow down the speed of the scooter so they couldn't go in this given area. So there's the opportunity there for those slow go zones, no go zones, but also to control the speed in certain areas. So again, from a shared mobility perspective, the technology has been developed to facilitate, you know, managing a scheme to the given regulations required.
And what's the growth been like over here? I know you're very active, especially with university students. I know DCU have you in all 5 campuses. What is the growth like since you first began? Do you see more and more people opting to use Tyr Mobility?
Yeah, I think what's been phenomenal in the last few months with the launch of Limerick and Navan is very much in Limerick, we're in the Castletroy area where the University of Limerick is, and students returned in October. Now we're doing near 800 trips a week, you know, and that's primarily in that vicinity, students getting to and from college, and it's really supporting in the reduction of the reliance on the private car there, which was a huge problem. Same in Navan, you know, there was no shared mobility schemes there, and suddenly you're seeing near, I think, each bike is used over 1.5 times a day. So that's fantastic to see. So the appetite's there. Even when you look at Dublin City perspective, you know, from the surveys undertaken, I think 95% of people are supportive of, you know, shared mobility schemes and the opportunity they provide. And there, like you talked around earlier, there is that kind of concern potentially about pedestrian safety, but like we've gone through there, the technology is there to support enforcing that regulation.
I'm not sure what it's like abroad and in these European cities and European countries. Is there an appetite for this in more rural areas?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the big thing here is looking at the sustainability, financial sustainability of a given scheme. And there, what we look at is, you know, the potential or the opportunity in terms of the utilization of the service and the cost then for running the service. And I believe there is a huge opportunity. We've seen it with schemes operating now in smaller rural areas across Ireland, that the demand is there, but there would need to be a subsidy to support the running of that given scheme. Navan again is a prime example, I think, of that. You know, we launched 50 bikes in total there, and the council subsidised the scheme, which has also facilitated, you know, a lower cost to the customer as well, which further drives the utilisation of the service.
With TIER sparking a revolution against pollution with sustainable and innovative ways to improve urban travel, the future of transport around the capital and Irish cities is bound to look different in years to come.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.